As a pencil comes to a point, so will the United States be stretched from
the East Coast to the West Coast.
The country will be stretched like a rubber band. People will be complaining about everything, politics to religion to when the sun comes up. The evil forces will stretch this country. The only thing that will hold it together is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father Jehovah. Sometimes the ways of God are hard. Sometimes the ways of God are easy. But it all comes to a point whether you will follow the Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, or the world. Many people look to God for answers, but many people do not follow the ways of God. And yet they ask God to do this and to do that. But when the need of God is finished, they go back to the worldly ways. The things of the devil will remain of the devil. A lot of people believe that religion, seeking the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, goes too far. Some believe it doesn't go far enough. Remember the words of the Bible. You have to get off the fence. Either you're for me or against me. A lot of people hate God in this world. The devil has done a good job getting into people's minds and in their hearts. But unless you go on that narrow path with your whole heart, mind, and soul, you will never know. Talking about God is not enough. I see all these people writing these little things in these chat rooms, expressing their points of views and trying to explain Bible, church doctrine, right and wrong. It's one thing to write. It's one thing to express your views. It's another thing to follow the Lord with a clean heart, clean mind. Talk is easy. Talk is cheap. If you want to follow the Lord, read the Bible from beginning to end. Pray. Stand, get on your knees, lie down, it doesn't matter. But pray. Pray with your heart, pray with your soul, and don't babble just empty words, because God can read your heart. You don't think it's possible, especially when you're hurting so bad. And you're crying the tears of pain. You feel there's no God. There's no one listening. There's no one with compassion. But there is a God. He listens to your tears. He wipes your eyes if you let him. He will hold you, hug you, and kiss you if you give him a chance. He will solve your problems. But you have to follow the ways of the Lord. You have to read the Bible. You have to pray. You have to have communion. You have to help your brothers and sisters in the street, in your neighborhood, in your family. You have to kill that pride. You have to take that extra step. And then you will produce fruit for the Lord. And this fruit will produce more fruit. And before you know it, you'll have a large Christian family. But the only way this will work is if you have the heart of God, the sincerity of that love that points into the direction of heaven. But don't do it for heaven's sake. Don't do it for anything but yourself. For there comes a day of an accounting of what you've done, what you didn't do, what you should have done. Don't let it stop you if you've done some bad things. Repent, drop to your knees, pray to the Lord. He will forgive you. But just saying the words means nothing. You have to change your heart. You have to change the way you live. Evil breeds evil. The fruit of God produces the fruit of God. Remember the commandments. Love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. And love thy neighbor as thyself. do your job and God will do his. But the road of life is bumpy, has its potholes, its ups and downs, turns to the right and to the left. But focus on the Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit will guide you, will direct you to the arms of the Father Jehovah. Peace be with you, my children. Peace be with you. The Lord God sees everything, hears everything. So be it. So be it. So be it. Over. It's 5:50 a.m. on, I think it's the 21st of April, 2005. Friday. Over.